over you. I learned that from him. What's a crack? And now I know it doesn't have anything to do with drugs. Yeah. Thanks, I'm short. Believe so. I did render him speechless, didn't I? Yeah, I was like, she's, I don't know what the fuck. What do I say? I am happy and honored to be here, especially hearing your poems right off the cuff like that. Genius. Hope I can live up to that. The first poem I'm going to read is called After School Lessons. It's from Of Dirt and Tar, and it harkens back to my North Carolina. How many of you know anything about the southern states of the United States, the South? Anything? Okay, we're the backwards people. We're the inbred people. Every country has them. And in the U.S., we are them. After school lessons. Mother left me at Beulah's when she started back at work. A silent neighbor, if you didn't count the endless snap of chewing gum. She taught me to sort clothes properly and to get the most out of every clothespin by doubling edges, and chicken necks shouldn't be thrown away, and dust everything from the top down, and newspapers with vinegar were the best for cleaning windows. Her husband was even quieter, but kept stacks of nudie magazines under their double bed that I sometimes made up with cotton sheets so thin you could see through them. I played checkers with him after supper, when mother was late getting home. Instead of king me, I'd yell queen me, because I liked the snorty sort of laugh that would break from him, and the way it felt between us that he knew I'd gone through his magazines, not even bothering to put them back the way I found them. I'm just going to read one more from this book, and then the rest I'm going to read all new stuff. Torture you. What light brings. Dawn sips at the screen, beginning a small bird gluting, champagneing the eaves. The chill air becomes visible, the dented pillow of crushed feathers, muffled, down of sleep, down of dreams. But light rises on sound. What comes in through the window is a weighted ghost, memory, on sibilant alphabet of minor E's. The pink oval of my mother's rounded nails, small moons of bottom, and quick, then dead. This is what light brings. And once my father said, "Do you love that boy?" But it was a taunt, not a question. The gardenia bush by childhood could make my sister sing as though to me. She did this easily with the moon in her voice, confusion of light, making me want to hold a child again, making me the child. The light gathers density, more heat, consonant sheer to the vowels, and become chi, chi, cheer, or rear. The E's are still there, but taking on more hue and insistency. Mother wraps the sky of blue, always away. Daddy repeats silence. My sister is corded to a phone. This relentless day will come, birds have prophesied. The hollow left by the head is a relic. The dark folds my fingers make curling into themselves, palms deepened into maternal lines, soft roseate cup, defenseless, against the invasion of light, the intrusive, uncovered air throated with birds. That traitor blackbird and its kin. You don't need to do that, especially after this one. This one is a poem that I wrote last night, and it doesn't have a title yet, but right now it's called In County Court, because it's a... This is the first one. I've never read a poem before that I just wrote the night before. And I'm very graceful, like a ballerina, can you tell? As she kicked the microphone. What to make of such a place? What to make, taps the machine of making, the alphabet confined to the manufacture of meaning. Make sense. Why don't you make sense? Well, what's to be made of this cobble, this clovered pasture, this bright air of water? What's to be made? I would fold down the limbs of this tree for a ladder, if it could help us up to see better, or bring the sky level. The wind hollows and wolves at a window, a room rattles the door outside in. Nature's clash is no one's champion. A woman passing by yells, pull your head up, you ass man! And grasses spring from the ground, willing witnesses applaud. Cows low and look cow-eyed, unknowing that the predator is snapping a photo and cooing. The sheep are bucolic by the puffful of stew. There are fingers combing through hair as if an answer might be found there. What to make of such a place? The stout-hearted, the fierce music impassively played. The cliff abyss, and all the while a green of things inexhaustible. The stone of gone is collecting. I have four more. I like to do that because then you know there's an end in sight. It's always a good thing, right, when there's poetry, like, oh, there's only four more. This is called Riding a Bike at Twilight. The air, an aviary of chitterings, cheeps. The air, a prism of mist on my face. The air, scented with dank green earth, rippled by a quick startle of wings. A woman's body moves through the space, but a girl emerges from the green tunnel, unconfined to now, so that I am her again, and her, and then her. The interminable longing to loft, to lift, to his veins pulsing under skin, threading past to future in this present moment. As in dreams, when the world reshapes, this shift from one breath to another, this merging of here and gone, how open the heart is in transit, how the body moves to reclaim itself each instant. The trees wave their wet leaves. These are not tears. Ode to our best sheets. I spread you over the bed, your worn places let light through, once white, now ivory or eggshell. We had driven against you in sweaty clutches of desire. We had fevered and chilled on your cotton. And of course, we have slept. And of course, we have slept, dreamed and drooled and catnapped on you. You have been a backdrop to our ordinary drama, the fret of our nightmares, the haunt of 3 a.m. anxiety, and the quiet travel to the other world of novels or magazines. You come clean weekly, fresh-scented Saturday afternoons. You tempt us to climb in for a snuggle and cuddle. The late afternoon sun on your expanse offers a renaissance of well-being. You were a gift, a celebration of marriage, and you remain a gift of everyday comfort. Thin as you are, you mark our time waning, like a hairline moving back, and hand skin thinning towards transparency. How many years you have counted our coupling and uncoupling, and how many more are left us before, worn out, threadbare and exhausted, you end in the rag basket, assigned to other uses, replaced by those that come after. I know Billy and Suzanne, and you've heard this before, but this is an elegy from my father called Paternoster. Paternoster. A flat moment against noonday heavens, icicle-eyed, silent beneath roaring chainsaws, staving off winter with firewood. Still, the cold pattern of frost on window panes frames the field's barren stretch. I see you behind me, your brow a Siberian discontent. With those long fingers, you might have played a piano, but the bergans on your feet said farmer, said hard walking. And what was it exactly that God said to you? His word, a stone bead around your neck, and me, Flint, striking to find the cold, still heart of it. If only the wine had took. Your long nose pointed towards tablets written in stone, but your eyes sometimes scanned the trees. I think you heard the mingled mockingbird, but refused the cross-veined time hatch there. And what was it that God said to you? More lightning than light, it seems, more thunder than steady pulse of rain. Was it hard tilling in such rocky soil? The rod of so many generations, the contempt of so many forebears. I see you, plaid man, man of sorrow, and a yellowing photograph that flattens your dimensions and puts you in my hands. But I cannot hear or know what it was that God said to you, or how exactly it was that you were rendered up to Caesar's gate with so much iron and no key forged of it. And this one is for my mother. It's yet another elegy. I have quite a stack of them at this point. Saying goodbye this morning. Birds begin their sharp notes before light. The dream curls into its own ragged edges. Your mother's voice trails off. The patter of rain becomes more insistent. The sheets embroidered with roses replace the room where you just sat with her, drinking bees in a honeyed conversation. All day you will try to recall those sweet vows. But time plays its sequence of pranks, makes the body its puppet, its conquered. The murmuring hum thrums through the day, still with its wishing, with its whisper, its unspoken desire, the idea of not gone forever. And the last poem is a day. This is the last one. This is a morning after poem. This is one of those, I'm never going to come back to this place again unless I have a party. You wake up the next morning. You have to get up and you have to go somewhere. Things left out in the rain. The plastic table is blue veneer puckering. Bottles, ashtray, unmatched shoes. A book of poetry in French. The conversation about the lever, the wish for bending time, and clothes on a line, dripping now, a lighter, some glasses ringed with wine, that crazy laughter, a little too loud, a little too long, punctuated with a hiccup, a sea cushion, several sighs, and then there was that ambiguous goodbye embrace.